Hanging in Mobile, media night. I'm hanging out with Texas Aggies right here. One of the best receivers in the history of A&M football, Josh Reynolds. Now, Josh, if I'd have said that to you 4 years ago, that you were going to be the best receiver and not a track athlete at A&M, what would you have said to me that you would have ended your career the way you did as a football player, not a track star?
It definitely was an eye opener for me. But with all the work I put in and the past years, I definitely thought I deserved something like that.
You definitely did. You put in. You finished obviously with a loss against Kansas State, but that night you were able to put on a show. That had to feel good with the way that you finished your career against K-State in our office at NRG Stadium. That'd be a great feeling to finish the way you did.
Yeah, like you said, we didn't come up with the win, which was tough. But being able to finish like that with senior year, being able to come with my season reception record and all that, it definitely was a good feeling.
All right, I talked to Deshaun. I talked to Justin. It's got to be something special for you guys to be an Aggie. When you talk to them, they just giggle. I mean, they just love being Aggie. What is it about being a Texas Aggie football player?
The 12th man. The 12th man can't beat it. Just being a part of that tradition that we have and definitely just all the love we get from our fans, it goes a long way.
It certainly does go a long way. And speaking of long, we were in Minneapolis getting ready for the Vikings on a Saturday night. And we got to Minneapolis. Your game with Tennessee was still on. We went to the restaurant to eat. Your game was still on. We're in the restaurant watching. The game is still on. That would be the longest game in history.
Oh,
but
man,
at the end of it, you get that win. What was that like getting that win over Tennessee this year?
Oh, man, it was a long game. Yeah, it was probably the longest game I've ever been in. But being able to finish it off as a team, it was great. Things started clicking at the end. Offense started moving the ball. Defense came up with a crucial stop, and it felt good.
In Mobile, what do you want to show the NFL scouts this week about you, the player, you, the person? What's the biggest thing you want to show the scouts this week?
Basically, I'm just here to showcase my talents. Show people what I can do, and hopefully, I get a team that I match with, click with.
Well, it seemed like you clicked today at practice. Now I'm watching against air. You dropped a couple on air. I'll be honest. I saw it. I saw it happen right here. But then you had a defender across from you, and you didn't drop anything. You were fantastic from that point on. How good did it feel to have that good practice right out of the gates?
Yeah, like you said, it didn't feel good when I came out, dropped a few balls in the air. Lack of concentration, I guess. But, once the defender comes, I love to compete. And when that ball's in the air, I want it to be mine every time.
What's your favorite Texas A&M football moment of your career? What's your favorite moment? Catching Arkansas, beating Tennessee, beating Arizona State in NRG Stadium. What was your favorite moment as an Aggie football player?
Definitely beating Tennessee, because we were able to surpass that 5-0 record that we kept getting stuck at year after year, and it definitely was a good feeling for the team and for A&M.
Does Myles Garrett and Deshaun Hall, do they scare you?
Yeah, that's some big dudes, but luckily I don't have to go, I don't have to see them too much.
Josh Reynolds is going to be in the NFL very soon. I'm telling you, get too close. Those hands are sticky, man. Keep an eye on this guy right here, Josh Reynolds. Give him a giggle.
Giggle. Hey, I told him, man.